God has done such a work in this family, and I can remember different times we would come over and we'd study the scriptures together and go over the gospel many times, and Chara would just be crying because she had been born again, and she'd say, "Isn't it so clear?" And yet, until God opens the person's eyes, it's not clear, even though it seems so simple. And so, just such a delight to hear Chara's testimony, and now to hear David's testimony of salvation. God is so powerful in saving.
Good morning again. I, like a lot of people, grew up in a church. I grew up with two older brothers, a younger sister, and a single mom. And every Sunday morning, we'd get up and we'd go to church. It was a family church. It was started by my grandmother, who's from here in Chicago. She moved back in the 40s, sold her hair salon, and moved out to California and started a church. So so every morning we'd go to church, and it was pretty regularly until I got probably about 13. And when I got 13, church was non-existent for us. We didn't go to church. I spent most of my life watching my brothers and basically just hanging out, you know, with the guys on the block. Got influenced by a lot of different things and a lot of negative things. But I lived a wild, I lived a very selfish life, very self-centered life. Sometimes you feel you have a sense of entitlement to, you know, that, you know, this life is yours and you can do what you want to with it. But that's not the case. God has a plan for us. And I was a blasphemer, involved in all sorts of ungodly things. When I got older, I moved to Las Vegas and pretty much lived a wild life just out in the world. And then I met my wife. We met in 2000, and I began to come to Chicago often to see her. And one thing, when I came to Chicago, I knew that on Sunday we would go to church. That was, you know, that was just something we did when I got here. I knew it was expected. So that was when I began to, on a consistent basis, hear the true word of God. But that didn't save me. It began me thinking about certain things, and but it didn't save me, and it didn't change me. Once I left Chicago, and I would go back to Las Vegas, I would go back to my same old life. But God began to draw me after Char and I got married. Like I said, I began to hear the preaching of the word on a consistent basis, and I saw what true Christianity was really like. I saw what it was like to really live for the Lord, and I not only saw it in Char's family, but I saw it in families that were a part of the church. I could say that before I knew Christ, I was almost persuaded at one point. I thought it was a good idea, and I was esteemed. I was esteemed those who followed Christ. But to be almost persuaded to follow the Lord is to be completely lost. Corinthians 1 tells us that the natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. And even though I intellectually understood the gospel for several years, I never embraced it completely. until just recently here in May 2012, it wasn't until then that I completely understood the call of the gospel. It was then that I gave up my selfishness. I gave up my sin. So I'd explain. I gave up trying to explain away my self-centeredness, and I began to see that where I was probably the most dangerous place to be, and that was 1 foot in the world and 1 foot out of the world, where you hear the gospel, you understand the gospel, but you continue to turn your back on the gospel. But God is merciful, and he was merciful to me. First, he showed me that I was lost and that I had to make a choice. So, rather than continuing to making choices that I knew were displeasing to God, I decided to make the choice to serve God and to turn to him completely. At that time, I began to wrestle with my wickedness. I began to wrestle with selfish desires. How could I truly be a Christian and come to Christ unless I understood that it was something that I wasn't going to be able to do on my own? So it was at that point that I realized that God would have to do the work. God would have to change my heart and open my eyes. The day came. It was Wednesday. It was May 23rd when I felt the assurance of what Christ did for me. And rather than having a fear of the cross, I began to understand that the cross is the power of God. I know that he bore the total wrath of God for my awful sin and my selfishness. It was not until then that, rather than being afraid and feeling fearful and ashamed, I was able to give my total sin debt to the Lord and have him bear it entirely. With that said, now I am free. My sin is gone, and the price is paid. Now in my life, Jesus is everything. There is nothing that compares to him. He is my sin bearer. He is my Savior. He is my God and my guide. And while he was once my enemy, now he is my dearest friend. He's also my protector. He protects me from the world. He protects me from things that are in this world that are continuously trying to drive me back to that old life. He shields me from the wrath of God. And most importantly for me, he gives me my eternal life. Now that I know Christ, I have a great eagerness for his return. For me to live is Christ. There is a sense of glory when I can wake up and when you know all of your sins have been forgiven. You can walk out the door, regardless of the circumstances, and know that while, all the while, I am glad I am saved. I am glad that Christ lives in me. And very importantly, I am so glad that I do not have to sit and worry about my life. I know that He is my Lord. I know that He is the Lord of my life. And most importantly, I know that He is in control. He is truly Lord. I bow before His Majesty and I give glory to His name. I just want to say that with all that, I continue to struggle. I struggle in my marriage. I struggle in my walk with the Lord. But every time I do struggle, I know that there is someone that I can turn to. I know that there is a word that I can go to. And most importantly, when it comes to my marriage, I don't know if anyone has a perfect marriage, but I don't, and we struggle. But God says that husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. And every day I wake, that's what's on my mind, and that's what I try to live for. So praise be to God, and thank you.